Welcome back to the 312 show. Today we got Miami Hurricanes commit kicker Andy Borgalis. How you doing, man?
Doing good, doing good.
Hey, you got a hell of a leg. What was your farthest field goal? Like 50, 57 in a game?
Yeah, 57.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
That's a boot.
I guess let me get into this. So I live across the street from a park. And within the last few years, I've sort of taken up field goal kicking. But I've never been very consistent. I can hit from like 35, which is not that good.
That's a chip shot for him. That's a chip shot.
But I don't really know how to kick a field goal. So can you just kind of explain to me what goes into kicking a football, let alone kicking a football 57 yards through a 15-foot uprights?
I mean, the main thing, there's like – it's three things, right? So it's technique, mentality, and obviously skill. The main one is technique and mentality. Like, those are the two main ones. Like, skill, that's like, all right, if you have it, you have it. But if you have technique and your mentality is right, then the skill part is going to, like, slowly come in and get you better.
Right.
But as long as you get the technique and you get your mind right on how you're going to approach the ball, how your foot's going to be, like ball contact, all of that, that's like the main thing that goes into kicking.
Yeah. So when you're setting up for that 57 yarder, what's in your head? What are you thinking about?
I mean, in that game, I think it was to go up, cause it was going into halftime and we were tied like 0-0.
Yeah.
So it was to give our team a little momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, pregame, I was hitting, like, 55s, and it was, like, going, like, it probably would have made it from, like, 60, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, usually pregame, I don't really go that far. Like, I went 55 just to try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You made
it. Yeah, and then, so I told my coach, I was like, coach, like, let's do it. And he has a lot of trust in me, and that's why he put me out there. And then once, like, In the sidelines, you're obviously going to get a little nervous inside. Like,
yeah.
Might be a little twitchy. Like, for me to calm down, I just go through my steps pretty much. And once I'm out on the field, it's like I'm cold-hearted, like cold-blooded, nothing.
Cold-blooded, baby. So, yeah.
And I remember in that kick against Central, because I made two 57s. Once again, one against Pahokee and then another one against Central.
Right.
But the one against Central, I remember I kicked it and then I got hit. And I remember I didn't even see the ball go through. I just like the more you kick and like the more like years you like have of experience, you know if you're gonna make it or not based on how you hit it. So as soon as I hit that ball, I already knew it was going in. So I didn't even look at it going. I was like, because they're like Central's like hand signed or something. It's like this since they're Rockets.
Yeah.
And like that's like kind of like my rival school because both schools that I've been at, that's like a rival school since they are a good team and all. And I remember as soon as I kicked it, I just looked at their sideline and started throwing that down. So
I love it. I love that. It's huge. You know, so Miami's old kicker last year, obviously we got an upgrade, huge upgrade in your brother. I mean, that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy, Bubba Baxa. This dude sucked. This dude sucked. He would get and like you were saying, you know, you're a little nervous on the sidelines before you go out there. This dude was like shaking on the sidelines. Like he didn't even want to go and kick because it would seem that he knew.
And then he kind of went out there. And then he kind of went out there and just, like, laid an egg. He didn't go out there with the mindset that he was going to make the kick. And you could see that. You could see it. And so that brings up the question. Like, obviously you hit from 57 going into halftime. But it's a lot different when it's to win the game. You know, yeah. A lot more is going through your mind. And especially if it's not even from 57, especially if it's even from like automatic range, anywhere. Like inside 30 yards. How do you mentally prepare yourself for both the possibility of making and missing that game winning kick? Because every kicker's faced with it.
Yeah. I mean, I go into it as I'm confident. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in what I do. So I go into it knowing that I'm gonna make it. That's how I go into it. But if there is a chance, like maybe like a bad hold, like something like that, or I just personally just mess up, and like so, if I make it, I'll usually just go through my steps, just calm myself down, like just talk to myself in my head. Just like going through the steps, pretty much just going through my technique on how I'm gonna approach the ball. And then if it goes in, it goes in. And then if it doesn't, then I have like, it's just myself just like, all right, you missed it, next one. Like, just forget about it. Cause if you keep thinking about it, that's what's gonna mess you up for your next couple kicks.
I mean, that's some killer instinct stuff right there. Like, not even being fazed by losing your team the game. And obviously, it's not entirely your fault. But not many sports does the game ride on one person's shoulders. And so to be able to kind of have that mindset going into it is really, really hard to do.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, how do you, as a kicker, overcome slumps? Because you see it, for instance, yesterday was Sunday, and I'm a personal fan of the Browns. And our kicker, Austin Seibert, missed 3 kicks, 2 field goals, and an extra point. How do you, like, that is one of the hardest things to get through in sports, because as a kicker, you're kind of relied on to get easy points, right? It's mm-hmm. It's 1 point. It's not like it's 6 points where you actually have to piece together a drive, but in some cases it's a chip shot. How do you then go from going 0-for-3 on field goals and extra points to saying to yourself, next kick, next one in front of me? That's hard to do.
Yeah. That's why whenever somebody asks me, like, oh, I could kick, like, it's not as easy as you think.
No.
It really, really messes with your head a lot. Like, it's not even, like, the physical part of it. It's all mental. Because, like Austin, like, he missed 3. He's, like, obviously, after the game, you're going to feel like crap. They
cut him.
Yeah, like, they're going to be the whole cut him. He sucks.
And they're signing Parkey.
Yeah, well, speaking of infamous kickers, they then get the Parkey.
They're signing another crappy kicker.
Yeah. But, as a kicker, it's either they love you or they hate you.
Yep.
So, you just learn to live, like, so if you make it, they'll be like, oh, the best kicker in the world, blah, blah. Then you miss one, and it's like, oh, you suck. I could make that, blah, blah. And that's just the life of a kicker.
Sheesh.
You just got to learn how to cope with it. And then once you do, then you're gonna be good.
What puzzles me so much is all you hear about is these infamous kickers, i.e. Cody Parkey, obviously the double doink for the Bears a few years ago. And yes, there are, you know, the all-time greats, but when are you going to really hear somebody talking about a kicker's legacy positively? It's very, very rare. And so I have to commend you for that. It's a challenge, especially from a competitor. From a competitor standpoint, your number one goal, at least this is my experience with sports, your number one goal is to have a positive legacy and have a positive impact on your team. And rarely do we see the position of kicker on the right end of that. And I was just it blows my mind how people can continue to do this. So what keeps you going?
Honestly, it's just the position of a kicker is very lonely, as you could say. Like, as in practice, everyone's like, oh, offense, defense, and it's like kicker's over there kicking by himself. Like, so you just, like, I don't know, it's just kicker's a lonely, like, position. So it's either you're for it or you're not. Like, I would say, like, no one is born to be a kicker, but there's some people that are just like, it's like they're fit because they're mentally strong, like they have the skill, technique and all that, and that's what makes them good. And what keeps me going is honestly, like, my all-time goal is make it to the NFL, obviously. But, like, if I do make it to the NFL, it's honestly just going to be myself, just trying to get myself better, since I'm my number one, like, I critic myself a lot because I like to be perfect.
Let me ask you a loaded question there, Andy. So you mentioned having what it takes. Now, I'm giving you permission to brag here. Do you have what it takes?
I mean, yeah.
That's what you like to hear.
Like a lot of people, they're like, oh, don't be cocky. Like, well, I'm like, it's not being cocky. It's called being confident.
You got to have the swagger.
Confident in what you do. So, like, cocky is, like, going around telling everybody, like, no one kick the nation. Yeah, they don't even ask about it. But if they ask about it, you gotta get your pocket, come out with your achievements and all that. I'm obviously proud of everything I've done, and even same goes for my brother.
Like, yeah,
we're proud of what we do. So if you ask us about it, we're not gonna say every little detail, but we're gonna say what, like, makes us happy the most.
Zach, I don't know about you, but from the standpoint of a Miami fan, that's got to sound really good to you.
That sounds great. I mean, you got the swagger. That's all we need. I mean, yeah. I don't even care if you make kicks now. So, going on your brother, so I actually hit you up on your live video when you were at the game. You know, what'd you think of the game? I mean, we could have done more offensively, I think, but, you know, some first game jitters. But, you know, what do you think of the team this year?
I mean, first impression, it's different, but it's good. Like, I feel like in the beginning, since it is like a spread offense now, we got to get used to that. But I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I think we have the best quarterback we've ever had too.
Yeah,
Derek King.
We improved in quarterback, special teams, and honestly, in my opinion, the linemen. They've stepped up a little bit this year.
Those are the three spots that cost us games last year. You look at that Florida game. Bubba Baxa missed two kicks. North Carolina, Bubba Baxa missed the game winning kick. I mean, if we have your brother out there, I mean, they were talking about it on the TV. They were like, they finally have a guy they can trust on special teams, a guy that they know will go out there and kick it with confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important part, you know, because those are big points.
Yeah.
It's for sure big
points. I mean, look at FSU and Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Yeah. FS who?
There you go.
So I wanted to ask you, because personally, special teams is the most fascinating part of any sport ever to me. Mm. Because notoriously, there's kind of been this whole movement that you know, punters and kickers do not belong to the team. They're on the special teams. But first of all, team punters are people too.
Yep.
And so let's backtrack a little bit. Do you remember the first time that you kicked a field goal and why?
Extra point was like little league, but actual field goal was my freshman year. And it was pretty much like an extra point, but we just couldn't get it to the end zone. But I remember that first kick because there was a senior that was like ahead of me, but I eventually like took his spot, yeah. And then he like quit the team. But like that first kick, I was nervous because it was against Central. And oh, wow. I'm pretty sure it was the only points of the game that we had.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I see the Madrid poster thing in the background. So are you a soccer guy? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I started playing soccer when I was 4, and then stopped when I was in 8th grade. I just stuck with football.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like Madrid is my team. Win or lose.
Yeah. So. When you watch, you know, like we'll take for example, like the missed kicks yesterday in the NFL, what do you think the most common reason for why they miss a kick from, like, you know, a bad snap, you know, the holder not holding it right? Like, what do you think the most common thing is for why they miss a kick?
I mean, in the NFL, it's usually maybe like ball contact. I mean, not ball contact, like, where your plant foot is, because maybe it's like too deep and then you get too much spin on it, or you just hook it, which means like if you're a righty, it goes to the left, the lefty. And then, or you just leave your hip open, because your hip does a lot in kicking, because that's where you get like a lot of your power, because you move your hip really quick and then that brings your leg and then it comes through. Right. So honestly, it's just, it's probably like the approach to the ball, but then again, like it could be mental or anything like that.
Right.
So I'm looking at your 247 profile currently. It says that you have expressed interest in not only Miami, but North Carolina, FIU, Louisville, and Southern Miss. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Those are all my offers.
So let's talk about Miami, because it says on 247 that you're a lock to go to Miami next year as the class of class of 2021.
You will be kicking next year, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I already closed my recruitment, all of that.
Yeah, I know you're enrolling early, right?
Yeah.
I heard something about that. All right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you're visiting. You got 5 D1 sort of Power 5 schools on your resume. Notoriously, Miami obviously being the best of the 5. But what was it about Miami? Of course, your brother transferring from FIU, correct, to Miami?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why Miami?
Honestly, I've been a Miami fan since I can remember. And honestly, it's like, as I think about it, I'm like a big family guy. So like, I like to see my family there when I play, and Miami's like 20 minutes from my house. So it was a pretty easy decision. And also it's like, there was a lot of greats that came out of UM.
Oh yeah.
And it's an honor to just have that infamous U on your helmet, on your jersey. So it's a blessing.
Do you take any visits to Miami or any other school?
I never took an official visit, but I would just go to practices, go to games.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just like show up and don't even tell the coaches, and then it's like
yeah.
So you see all this mainstream publicized recruiting from all these big schools from skill positions, such as quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive back. What is different about the special teams recruiting than those skill positions? Do they change it up? Is it focused on different things, or what's different about it?
I mean, for specialists, we usually get recruited like our senior year, like mid-season maybe. But I was blessed to start getting recruited like it was 10th grade. And it really goes into, because there can be a lot of development from a freshman kicker till he's a senior. Like freshman year, I could barely kick a 50. And then now I'm kicking 65.
Oh, so yeah.
It's like a big difference. And also, like as you get older, you get more mature and your mentality gets better. And then I think that's what goes really into recruiting like a kicker or a punter or long snapper. So,
all right.
So here in Chicago, where we live, football this year has been postponed by the city until the spring. And at this point, it's practices and possibly games. You're from Hollywood, Florida, and so what's this season looking like for you?
I mean, I transferred out of Chaminade, so I know they had their first game, I think, last Friday. But I know we're having a season here. It's not like a normal season because not all teams are playing. But I don't know if we're going to have a like state series, but I know we are having like a normal regular season. So.
Yeah. So
that must be a relief.
Yeah. What have you been doing, you know, practice wise by yourself in, you know, the pandemic to, you know, keep your mind right, keep your body right? What have you been doing?
Honestly, like, just going out, because like right across my house there's a park, and that's where I go kick. And I also have like Tony from Cole's Kicking. He does like a weekend like training, and then I'll go up to Fort Lauderdale or wherever he's at, and then just train with him like an hour or two.
Right.
So, I mean, it sounds like you haven't really taken any days off, which is good.
Yeah, as a kicker, you can't take days off, because 1 week without kicking, then you come back and it's like something's wrong. So
I wanted to ask you, usually you're being asked about football and your personal experiences in football, and we got a little bit into your soccer career, but, you know, you're not – everything about you is not football. And yeah. So what else do you bring to the table in terms of hobbies, stuff you like to do, and, you know, what else is do you have with you other than football?
I mean, honestly, soccer, that's my, like, backup sport. And, like, I'll play with my friends just if we want to just – go out and play, or basketball or something like that. But honestly, like, video games, that's the main thing. Like, over quarantine, couldn't really do nothing, so me and my friends, we started up this like little tournament on Call of Duty.
All right.
We started making money off of it.
Nice.
We started betting.
You playing Warzone?
Nah, Search and Destroy.
All right, yeah. Nice. Any other games you play?
GTA and Rocket League.
All right. Good game.
And 2K.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you big gamer guy, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Anything else? Any other stuff you do? That's it. What about music?
I mean, I know, like, when I was younger, I did try DJing.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, I could mix a little bit, you know.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
I think I still have like a whole DJ set in my closet.
Oh, you do? You gotta, you know, when you guys get the win when you at Miami next year, you gotta be the DJ in the locker room, bro.
Let's do it. I mean,
that'd be funny. I gotta see a video of that.
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap it up, we got one more question we ask everyone. You know, what's next for you? Like long term, short term, however you want to answer it.
Short term is honestly, I am kind of skinny, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm trying to like build up muscle. I mean, I know I talked to Coach Feely and Coach Packy and all of them.
Yeah.
Like they're obviously trying to put some weight on me. But I'm like, my personal goal is like maybe max 180, but like pure muscle, since I'm not super tall. I'm only like 6 feet. So that's like a good weight for me to manage, because I can't just gain a whole bunch of weight without kicking, because then I'm going to feel off, like, because I'm not going to know how to control my weight. So I'm going to gradually go up to that. And then long term, honestly, just try to beat records at UM and then make it to the NFL. That's the all-time goal.
Sounds great.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
You have seriously made a great impression on what you're going to bring to the Miami Hurricanes program next year. And I'm sure everybody's, you know, smiling while listening to this. Everybody who loves Miami. Big things to come. Do you want to shout any of your social medias out before we wrap it up?
I mean, go follow me on IG, nolimit.andy. Follow me on Twitter, borgallis_andy. And that's it.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. Thank you all for listening. You can find us on Instagram at the 312 Show, as well as subscribe on YouTube and give us 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much. This has been the 312 Show.